Support for this KQED podcast comes from ACT. Tom Stoppard returns to ACT with Indian Ink, direct from its sold-out run in New York. Limited performances run January 14th through February 8th at the Geary Theater. ACT-SF.org.
Good morning. I'm Queena Kim, and this is the California Report.
Who is the 99th?
We are the 99th!
You remember that chant from Occupy? Well, there's new numbers out about income inequality in California, and it's not looking good for the 99%. The Washington-based Economic Policy Institute reports that during the Great Recession, 1% of Californians captured 135% of the income growth. The 99%, overall, they saw their incomes drop during the same period. It's not quite as dramatic a weather story as the winter storms that are pummeling the Northeast right now. But remember those storms we had in December? Well, they triggered mudslides that have pretty much wiped out 9 miles of the Pacific Coast Highway just north of Malibu. That stretch of road is still closed. KPCC's Ashley Bailey checked out the cleanup efforts, and she brought us this story about a group of climbers. Their job? To remove all the loose rocks that might fall onto the highway.
Alan Sharon is on a rope, making his way down a steep hillside when he sees a rock start to crumble. He yells a warning to a group of guys below.
Rock!
Sharon is helping set up anchors at the top of a slope that's about 150 feet above Pacific Coast Highway. He's been with Caltrans for 22 years. Usually he works as a heavy equipment operator in the mountains of Ojai. Today, he's on the coast on a clear, sunny morning. His job is to identify any rocks or boulders at risk of falling and, well, make them fall. In a controlled way, of course. They call it scaling.
If you look around right here, we're standing next to Magoo Rock, and we're probably about 60 feet from the ocean looking at this beautiful mountainside, and this is going to be my office for the day.
Sharon is one of 250 trained climbers with Caltrans. Most are maintenance workers, but at any time, they can be called out on a scaling job. There are more than 3,000 miles of roadway in California next to slopes with the potential for rock slides. More than a month after a storm in December, there are still piles of dirt and rock on the northbound lanes of PCH. Caltrans is there with 10 climbers and a handful of others on the ground for support. Alan Sharon is leading the group on a day-long scaling job. Before they start their climb, the crew has a tailgate safety review.
Approximately a year and a half ago, we lost two climbers up in Northern California, and that's what had happened as a slope did come down on them.
Sharon says the climbers calculate their moves ahead of time. At the meeting, they go over strategy, tie practice knots, and remind everyone to stay hydrated.
It's going to be a little bit of a challenge to go up with all the equipment, but we're going to do it.
That's Caltrans geologist Gustavo Ortega of La Mirada, one of the climbers. His gear can weigh 40 to 80 pounds per trip. The climbers make their way to the top. Alan Sharon yells up to them.
Look for a decent spot back over the slope to put an anchor in.
Once the anchors are set, the climbers start to make their way down on ropes. They work in parallel at about the same level, using their hands and pry bars. Caltrans could use machinery to knock down loose rock, but has found that it's not always as effective as doing the work by hand. After 4 hours of setting up, pieces of rock start to rain onto PCH. Most are the size of a baseball, or smaller. Some are bigger than a basketball. A dust cloud hovers above the climbers. Stephen Jones of West LA, the first aid guy on the job, says climbing is a rush. It's fun, as long as you don't mind getting dirty. At the end of the day, he says you'll look
like you've been cleaning a chimney or been in a dust storm. There's dirt everywhere in your ears, nose, face. So you got to protect your eyes is the main thing. Try not to breathe any of it.
Alan Sharon and the other climbers don't seem to mind. After a mostly quiet morning, they go wild, cheering when they knock down a particularly big rock. For the California Report, I'm Ashley Bailey in Los Angeles.
By now, you know that tech is a big economic driver in the state. But what about pot? Some think it could emerge as one of California's big cash crops. So, no surprise, venture capitalists here in Silicon Valley are on it. This week, a group of them are holding an investment forum where cannabis entrepreneurs are pitching their startups.
The crowd here is indistinguishable from a tech investment event. Everyone is dressed in business wear and talking startup lingo. But the entrepreneurs are pitching things like a medical marijuana delivery app, gluten-free, low-glycemic edibles, and a smokable glass guitar.
So this guitar that you're looking at here is a functional Boro glass guitar, which means you can play it and you can smoke it.
That's Scott Hunter of Sasquatch Glass. Okay, not every startup here is selling a stoner's dream. Many are agricultural companies that have found a new market in marijuana, like Nutrient Guru, which sells organic fertilizer, or Intelligent Light Source. Founder Jack Abbott says it makes energy-efficient LEDs to grow fruits, vegetables, and now cannabis.
This is a hippie product. You know, it's been developed in people's backyards and in their basements. Now there's a chance to apply technology and science to really take this to another level.
Venture capitalists from the tech world, like Peter Thiel, are betting they can capitalize on marijuana. Call it the startupization of hippiedom. Emily Paxia has built an entire investment firm around cannabis. She hopes pot will be the new tech.
It's one of those things where when you look back on the tech industry, you wish you could invest in the beginning of Google or in Facebook or whatever company that comes to mind, but you can't go back in time.
A boom in the legal marijuana market could come from the efforts of those like Dale Sky Jones. She's hunting down funds for another campaign to legalize cannabis statewide.
I'm really pitching an idea that we have an opportunity to ensure that healthy marketplace and make sure that the business plans sitting in all these folks' briefcases aren't dead on arrival.
Jones plans to get the initiative on the state ballot in 2016. For the California Report, I'm Sam Harnett.
And that's the California Report for Tuesday, January 27th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Queen of Kim.
Billy Ray was a preacher son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gather around and started talking, Dustin Billy would take me a walk.
This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from Bracamontes and Velocic PC, San Francisco trial lawyers protecting the injured and wrongfully terminated, fighting for tenants' rights. BVLawSF.com. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. And the California Endowment, working to achieve health and justice for all. Learn more at calendow.org.